Hi, it's Chris Watkin here from Landlord Farming, and today I promised you in the previous podcast that I'd talk about how to get inside the landlord's head and talk about the two things that really do interest a landlord. So, I ask you this, Mr. or Mrs. Letting Agent, what makes you so different? Is it your property management skills? Your ability to know all the grounds of a Section 8 notice? Or do you know the Superstrike case word for word? Hey, your ILA exam scores the best in the UK. You might think that's important, but to a landlord, it isn't. Just like I would expect a car mechanic to have all the qualifications and know all the MOT rules, I wouldn't go back to the garage constantly to see them service it because his advert told me he had certain qualifications, or visit his blog and he talked about the thickness of brake calipers or the new EU rules on exhaust emissions. That's not interesting, that's dull. All I care about is big wheels and fairy lights. You, Mr. or Mrs. Letting Agent, need to grab the attention of all the landlords in your town and subtly get inside their head so at some point in the future they go, I want to talk to this guy, I want to talk to this lady. You see, you'll never get a landlord's interest until you get their attention, and you will never get a landlord to take action unless they make a decision. Sound familiar? Yes, because it's called the ADA principle, a principle that I keep banging on about in my blog. You start by grabbing the attention of a landlord and then getting them captivated, almost inquisitive or eager enough to keep reading. Then you build their interest in what you have to offer to the point that they start to relate what you talk about to their own lives. At this point, you begin to whip up their desire. The goal is to get them to want to do something, and that something is to come and talk to you. Because remember, like we said in the previous podcast, all of you say, if you can just get a landlord sat in front of me, I'll convert them. Finally, you push that landlord over the tipping point so they actually then come and talk to you, and the rest is history. So it goes, attention, then interest, then desire, then action, in that order. Grabbing someone's attention is easy. Just shout at the top of your voice from a street corner and everyone will turn around. But this is where every letting agent goes wrong. Is it interesting? Is what you say of interest to the landlord? And that's the hardest part to pull off. I'm sorry, Mr. or Mrs. Letting Agent, but to your property management skills, your ability to know all the grounds of a Section 8 notice, or your knowledge of the Superstrike case, word for word, is not interesting to a landlord. There are only two things that interest the landlord. Firstly, how much is my house worth? Everyone says that the British are obsessed with property. No, they're not. They're obsessed with the value of their own property. And the second thing that turns them on is, where is the next buy-to-let property I want to buy? Just like men take 6 months to decide what car to buy, doing all the buying a watch car, which car, looking at all the reviews. I did the same a few months ago. It's the same with landlords. Landlords are constantly going on to Rightmove, day in, day out, to see where the next deal is. No landlord gives two hoots about you, Mr. or Mrs. Letting Agent, because the only person that cares about you and your agency is you and your mum. People are selfish. We, as human beings, are selfish. The world revolves around us. It's all about me. But get inside their head and they will come to you. It's been proven time and time again. I keep, in the blog, keep showing you people who are doing newsletters, people who are doing blogs. You have to do it every single day. But I can tell you here and now, I guarantee you it works if you adopt it in the right way. You don't need to come on one of my courses. You don't need me to write the articles for you. You can just go out and do it yourself. But if you're the sort of agent who's just starting off and wanted some help, we've been doing this for years. We know where all the mistakes are, where everyone goes wrong. I can teach you that on one of my courses. And if you're the sort of agent that's an established agent who's been around a while and hasn't got the time to write the articles, I can write them for you. Or you can do them yourself. If you do that, you are going to be so different as a letting agent, you will grab the attention and you will be interesting. Because at the core of landlord farming is this: talk about the local property market, get that info out to all the people in your town. You will grab their attention, and most importantly, you will be interesting, because after the weather, there is nothing more interesting to the Brits than the local property market. Okay, that's about it for today. I'll get back off my soapbox. Hope everyone's okay. And if you want any more information, please do come back to the blog, landlordfarming.com. Thanks very much. Cheers.